Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, have a listen to this. That's the sound of the cicada, one of the noisiest insects in the animal kingdom and synonymous with summertime in many parts of the world. But very shortly, up to a billion of those winged creatures will emerge from the ground right at the same time in the mid and southeastern regions of the United States. It's a very rare occurrence. It last happened in 1803 and is being billed as one of nature's great shows. Well, on the line to talk about this is Jane Stout, who's Professor of Ecology at the School of Natural Sciences at Trinity College Dublin. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for joining us. This must be remarkable. I mean, just listening to the noise there, I mean, I would imagine it's quite frightening to see that spectacle of up to a billion of them rising up and making that noise.
Yeah, I imagine it could be. I mean, I think it's going to be something that's quite, as you say, spectacular. These insects have spent the last 13 or 17 years underground as juveniles, feeding on the sugary sap of tree roots and not doing very much. But later this month and during May and June across, as you said, about 15 states in the US, they'll emerge as adults and they'll move from the ground up into the trees, basically to sing love songs to each other to attract mates.
Very nice. why is it all happening at the same time, though? What is the phenomenon that has led to this?
So it's a coincidence. So there's about 3,000 species of cicadas worldwide. And some of those cicadas have these, what's called periodic life cycles. So it means that they have these long periods where they're not active, they're juveniles, they're living in the soil, you don't see them. And then these periodic intervals, they emerge as adults and they all emerge at the same time. So the reasoning is thought to be that this is a response to predators. So when there's so many of them that emerge at the same time, they saturate the predators. So even if all the birds, the bats, the small mammals, the reptiles, the other invertebrates, even if all the things that prey on them eat their fill, there's still so many of them that some survive to mate and carry on.
I was going to ask you about the job that they're doing in terms of the ecology. So when they're in the soil, what function are they performing?
So they feed on tree sap. So I suppose their function ecologically is that they're an important link between the plants that are the primary producers of the ecosystem and the animals that then feed on them later on. So they their juvenile stage, they just feed, they grow, they convert that plant tissue into animal tissue, and then that provides food, protein for other organisms in the ecosystem.
And then when they rise up, and you mentioned the predators, so they provide a meal for lots of other living creatures when they're flying around.
Absolutely. So when they emerge as adults, they're fairly clumsy. They sit up in trees. They're singing to each other. The males are singing to attract the females. And they're a great food resource for a huge variety of wildlife. Yeah.
So let's, if we can, maybe we might hear the noise again that they make. And they generate such a fantastic and spectacular noise, don't they? We can hear it there in the background. How do they do that, Jane?
They're incredible. So a lot of insects produce noise by rubbing different body parts together. So locusts and crickets and things. But the cicadas, what they do is they have a specialised internal organ that's like a series of plates that they click backwards and forwards. You know, when you take the top off a jar or a bottle and mm-hmm. there's a click as the pressure's released, it's a bit like that, but it's over and over again. And the abdomen of the insect is largely hollow, so that acts like an amplifier. Chamber, like in a stereo speaker, to amplify the sound. So there's this series of little clicking plates that's then amplified, and the sound can be, well, deafening. So it can get up to 100 decibels. That means that's louder than a police siren, for example. Mm-hmm. And it's actually louder than is considered safe for human ears as well. Wow. So about 70 is considered safe.
And I just want to go back to this notion, or, you know, we can try to imagine a billion of them all rising up at around about the same time. I mean, we all grew up with the Bible stories of a plague of locusts. I mean, is that what it's like? Is that what it looks like?
I've only seen video footage of them. There's lots of them. Yes, they cover the trees. There's this loud noise from them. But I suppose the difference between the sort of the biblical plague of locusts is that they're not pests. They don't cause damage to agricultural crops, and they're not pests to humans. They don't bite. They don't sting. So they, you know, if you can tolerate the noise and you can tolerate the sight of them, then it's really one of nature's spectacles, and it's an incredible event to witness. Mm-hmm. There's actually one place in the US where both the 13 and the 17 year broods will emerge at the same time. So you'll get this amplifying effect of these two different broods emerging in the same place.
And do they survive very long when they're out?
Not at all, no. So the adults, the adult phase of an insect is really all about reproduction. So once they've sung, they've mated, the females lay eggs in the twigs of the branches of the trees, and then the adults, they all die. The eggs hatch, the juveniles fall to the ground, burrow underground, start feeding on plant roots, and that's where they stay for the next 13 or 17 years.
And so do people have to clean them up if you have so many of them lying around the place?
Probably. I mean, the natural habitat of these things would be in woodlands, in forests, across grasslands. So, of course, they're going to end up in people's back gardens and yards. And I imagine there may be some cleanup from them. Mm-hmm. And one of the problems is apparently because they feed on the sugary sap of trees is the waste that they produce. So you get the waste from these insects as well as the dead insects themselves.
OK, so they're the adult ones which will be left lying around, but the babies are all headed back underground.
Safely back underground, absolutely.
They have special equipment to allow them to do that, do they?
Yeah, so they have modified appendages, the juveniles, that allow them to dig. And as I say, they stay underground. They don't go very far. They don't move around a lot. They feed on the sap and they grow. And as insects grow, because they have an exoskeleton which constrains their growth, they have to molt. So through that period of 13 to 15 years, they'd have about 5 different molts, which allows them to grow bigger.
Okay, so Jane, when is this expected to happen? It's in the next couple of days or weeks, is it?
It's in the next few weeks. So during this month and then certainly through May and June, it varies from place to place according to weather conditions, because it's the weather that triggers the juveniles to emerge from underground.
Right. Fascinating to see, I'm sure. Maybe a little bit frightening, depending on your outlook. Jane, thank you so much. Jane Stout there, Professor of Ecology at Trinity College Dublin. Dr. Maura Finn is going to be with us next. She's taking all of your questions on pregnancy and in particular, how your GP can help you as you go through that period of your life. So 51551 is the number that you need if you'd like to get some last minute questions in for Maura.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.